We haven't shown any sort of character to really put Gloucester under pressure. Away from home, we've been poor throughout the season. And today was another day where we've taken a hiding, and we need to right the ship immediately and get stuck in.
Hockey said he couldn't put his finger on why there was that high intensity against Quinns, high energy, and we didn't see it today from the players.
Yeah, we spoke about it. You know, it was great last week, and it just dropped off. And that's the positive is we've got the ability within the squad. The huge negative is it doesn't show up away from home, and that is a question of concentration and character and all sorts of things. It's something we need to rectify ASAP because we're in a relegation dogfight now. It's a scrap. And we're currently on the back of that, have no momentum. So we've got 4 weeks to try and put it together again.
There was a couple of sloppy errors right at the beginning, I think minute one, and then it was kicked out onto the full. Did that set the tone a little bit, do you think?
It shouldn't, because everyone makes mistakes. You know, we've still got 79 minutes to play. It's not ideal. You know, we concede early, but loads of sides concede early and come back and score. We created opportunities first half. We didn't take them. We go in 24-7 down. We think there's opportunities to turn it round, and it's more or less a capitulation second half, and that is, you know, no disrespect to Gloucester, great side, and they capitalised and they were very, very clinical. We were not, and it's embarrassing, and I'm feel like I've let teammates down, and everyone's feeling that downstairs, and it's we have to put it right. The only thing you can do now is no time for licking wounds or worrying about it. We've got to get back on the horse. We've got to get honesty in training. We've got to get stuck into each other, and we've got to pull it out of the bag and fight to get up the league.
A word to supporters, because they're very unhappy already.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised. You know, we're unhappy as well. No one's going out there to get drilled by 50 points. That is for sure. There's loads of effort. There's also a lot of mistakes, and we're off the pace. So, you know, we appreciate the support. We love the support at home last week. It was brilliant, and we had 9,000 there, and that's fantastic from both the staff getting those guys in and the squad. But, you know, it's down on the players now. It's not on the coaching staff, not on the fans, it's not on the media department. It comes down to guys making tackles on the pitch and carrying the ball and looking after the ball and all the simple stuff that sort of left us at different times today. But at the same time, it's not the end of the world. Yeah. You know, we've got enough ability. We've shown it in different spots. This league is consistency. We need to be more consistent.
I know you don't want to make excuses, but a lot of young players in that 23. You've got experience coming back like Hoogard.
We can't wait for one Superman to come back and try and turn it around. You know, those young lads have proven at Bath away and games at home that they're more than capable. You know, you see, like, Shilcock is quality. You know, I've got no doubts about him. Dean Hammond, classic. There's some of the older boys, myself included, making disgusting mistakes as well. So, nothing to do with age, nothing to do with experience. It's about getting it right on the field.